But in the book, the Fair Use book, we put a CD. And we're getting rather meta here, I guess, but we ended up making an audio collage about audio collage. And because the book was called Fair Use, it reproduces the fair use part of copyright law in the beginning of the book, and it sort of addresses these issues in a very big way. We thought, this is a very safe place for us to actually appropriate from some of the most notorious, you know, lawsuit-happy cultural property owners, you know, around, like Led Zeppelin, the estate of Irving Berlin, and of course, Walt Disney. And so we took a song from a Disney film, The Little Mermaid, and I actually just saw today, I was very excited to see that it's Little Mermaid is being reissued, a double DVD set. I'll have to pick it up, it looks great. And we took this song, which some of you may know, if you could join in, it's Look at This Stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm a girl who has everything? That was little Ariel, and we agree with Ariel that all these things out there are just so neat. How can we not use them? So we made this audio piece where we combined that song along with a recording. We got this incredible recording of a music industry top executive from a very large record label, a friend of a friend of a friend of ours. He was on the phone threatening to sue her over copyright issues. And in this case, I can't claim fair use. It's just illegal. You can't use phone calls like this. But it was a great tape, so we used it. And we used part of a TV show a TV show some of you might remember called Wise Guy. Had an episode about corruption in the music industry. We had some loops we took from some music that was in a Dean Martin song. And it finally, we morphed it into a cover version of a Black Flag song. Now Black Flag, the owner, the guitarist in Black Flag, the founder of Black Flag, is also the owner of the record label SST. SST Records, in the wake of this lawsuit against us, also sued us. We were sued for not only putting out the record, but we got sued for putting out the magazine that was about being sued for putting out the record. Got very strange and very, very not punk rock. And so we decided to use, I guess in reaction to being sued by this guy, we were being sued by the guitarist in Black Flag, and we used a Black Flag song called Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Gimme, 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 I need some more. Gimme, 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 don't ask what for. And turned it all into a little piece that we called Gimme the Mermaid. So, as you could expect, we ended up making a film with the audio. But how that happened was kind of a neat story. We ended up being in touch with a guy in LA named Tim Maloney. He was working for Walt Disney in the building where they were making the Saturday morning animated cartoon show version of The Little Mermaid. And so Tim drew Ariel sometimes, you know, for a living. And we hit it off with him really well. And we said, Tim, you know, we've got this piece of sound that uses, you know, this person you draw, you know, and you're working right there. We should collaborate. This would be great. And Tim was totally into it. I think he thought he was going to quit his job soon anyway. So we ended up working with Tim to make this video, which is one of my favorites of the ones that we've made over the years. And this whole thing was all done completely on Disney's dime, their knowledge, and rendered on their computers between midnight and 6 a.m. And so I hope you enjoy Give Me the Mermaid.
I'm talking about over breath in this law.
Hello, Dead Dog Records.
Pick up some tapes. Listen to the current recording.
Current recording.
The one you're making as we speak.
Hold on a minute. I bet you guys are listening to everything.
The bugs are there for your protection.
I know.
You either have no ability to use this for any purpose whatsoever, either for free or for money. You want to test me in the courts? If we did not buy ownership, we bought exclusivity. And if you want to try and check me out, and you go ahead and try and do something with it, and I'm going to sue your ass. You can never use it without our permission.
Maybe he's right.
So I sent you the check. I own it or I control it. You can never use it for anything without my permission. And if you want to challenge me, we'll go to court tomorrow and I'll prove you wrong. And you want to find out? Let's go.
Maybe he's right.
I'm telling you the facts of law and the facts of reality here. The reality is I gave you money, I own it or I control it. If you want to try and do something with it, I'm going to sue you. You never use it for any purpose again or I will sue you.
Maybe he's right.
I own the copyright.
Get a fucking lawyer. Go get a lawyer right now. Let's have it out. I am not going to piss around with you about this. You can't use it without my permission for anything forever. Got it? Get a lawyer, because you're going to need one.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me.
I'm going to sue your ass.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad.
You want to test me in the court?
Look at this stuff.
I own it.
Isn't it neat?
Or I control it.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
You want to find out?
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl?
Let's go.
The girl who has,
let's go,
everything.
You can never use it without our permission.
Look at this trove.
I own it.
Treasures untold.
Or I control it.
How many wonders can one cavern hold?
I'm telling you.
Looking around here, you think.
I own it.
Sure.
Or I control it.
She's got everything.
You can't use it.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
You want to challenge me?
I've got who's its and what's its galore.
I'm gonna
you want thingamabobs?
Get a fucking lawyer.
I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more.
Gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for.
Mess around with you about this.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
For anything.
I need some more.
Forever.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
For anything.
Don't ask what for.
Forever.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
For anything.
I need some more.
Forever.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Forever.
Don't ask what for.
Back of modernism and all this international law to make profit out of his own ungenerosity to humankind.
Well, sometimes people might say, well, that's all well and good, Mark, and your friend's in negative land, but how would you feel if you were sampled on a record that sold millions of copies and you never saw a cent? Well, the end of that piece there is you hear a voice saying, yo, man, shut up. I ain't even going out like that. I'm making music for the people. You notice that? That's Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg. That's from an album he made called Music for the People. And that record starts with a five-second sample from Negative Land. Sold over a million copies, and they didn't get permission, and they just took it, and it's an incredibly stupid, fake street kind of record. It's very bad, but I think it's wonderful that, you know, that we got used on that. And our work has shown up. I've heard disco records out of India, you know, techno stuff from all over the place.